Well, all roads lead to China at the moment, with the government raising the travel alert level in Hong Kong and billions being wiped off the stock market due to the currency war launched by Beijing. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the Ten Network and a columnist with The Australian and an all-round good guy. Hello.
G'day, Patricia. What a delight. I didn't realise I'd be coming and seeing
you
today.
Yeah, I know you like hanging out with me. All right. The Australian government is one of the first to warn its citizens to be careful in Hong Kong. This is partly about the public safety of Australians, of course. But is there also a message in this for Beijing? You know, essentially, the world is watching. We're watching.
Well, there's definitely a message. It's whether it's intended or unintended, isn't it? I suspect that it's a little bit of both. The message would always have been there. China realises how much they're in the spotlight vis-a-vis what's happening in Hong Kong. I suspect that's one of the reasons why they've been a little bit more light-footed than they have been in the past about these sort of situations. But the Australian government knows what it's doing. We are one of the first to issue this travel warning. So it comes with a message. It's perhaps, though, been heard louder than it was intended. I suspect that just simply the safety of Australians was what was at the front of the mind. It was probably a bureaucratic decision initially.
Let's move on to the broader issues. China is reaching deep into our region. PNG has asked Beijing to refinance its entire government debt of close to $12 billion. If this goes ahead, how much influence would China be able to exert over our near neighbour? I mean, we've been talking about the Pacific step up, but our steps are going to have to really step up to deal with this.
Well, this is a significant play, depending on how the refinancing occurs, obviously, because, you know, there are different ways that could be done. If China accepts it and then does it in incredibly favourable ways for PNG, then there's obviously a quid pro quo that goes with that. And PNG is so close to us. I mean, not just historically in terms of our ties, but geographically as well. China's doing this right across the Pacific Rim. This is one of the reasons why, from Obama right through to Trump now, we've seen the US really stepping up its presence in an area that it's traditionally dominated. But this is if I could put it this way, a domino effect. There are so many examples of it that are going on. PNG, $12 billion debt. I mean, I tell you what, Australia racks that up every year, don't we? In interest payments alone, I'm sure I hear the politicians tell us it's not that much, but they don't have the capacity to pay it back. The terms will be important to this, though. It's big news, but exactly what the refinancing might look like if China says yes will tell us a lot about just how much in their pocket PNG ends up being.
$86 billion has been wiped off the stock market. The Reserve Bank cutting its growth forecast, a fall in the iron ore prices, an increased chance of a full-scale trade war. Look at the escalation this week alone. Is it now time for the government to step in with its own stimulus? Josh Frydenberg has spoken on AM this morning, the Treasurer, and said, we are definitely delivering the surplus. Well, but there is a tension here, isn't there?
Well, they almost don't go together, do they? If they want to deliver the surplus, stimulus spending is probably the last thing on their mind. I know they talked about the surplus in their cabinet discussions yesterday in Sydney. The short answer is things would have to get very bad, I think, for this government to go down the stimulus path, because the political consequences of them doing so would need to, you know, if you like, go hand in glove with the economic need for it, such that they're willing to take the hit on the surplus. So short of a GFC-style catastrophe, I don't see them going down the stimulus path. I mean, we remember that Conservative governments are less enamoured by stimulus anyway, if you like, than left-of-centre governments. They were critical of the extent of the Rudd stimulus during the GFC. So no, I think it's a firm no to stimulus spending unless it is absolutely beyond the pale necessary, because they keep looking at, May next year. They want to be able to stand up and say, guess what? We did deliver that surplus.
Peter Van Onselen, thanks for coming in.
Good to chat.
Or PVO, as we like to call him, Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the University of Western Australia.